I'm gonna, for those of you who haven't been here so far, the Bhagavad Gita is a dialogue between Arjuna, who represents the disciple, us guys, and Krishna, who represents the teacher. And basically, Arjuna is in a position where, through a lot of circumstances outside everybody's control, he is about to engage in a battle, and people on both sides he's related to and he loves, and he doesn't want to kill them. And so Krishna is explaining to him first why it's okay to do that. And now we're at the stage where he's brought Arjuna to a place where he understands the spiritual reasons why the divine will be done or not, whether he participates or not. And he's given Arjuna, Krishna's given Arjuna a lot of instruction, like 11 or 12 chapters of instruction. 3 months here, at least, of instruction. And now they're at the place where, after Arjuna's had a major revelation about the nature of Krishna and his own self, Krishna, he's now got more questions that he needs cleared. And I introduce you to Ajay.
Last evening, Krishna was speaking about a probably meditative state, like where senses are not necessary to perceive, you know, from where one can directly perceive. And he was saying that like sarvendriya gunabhasam. Perceiving from there, one can really like really understand the coloring of senses, you know, because so far what we have perceived is like through the senses, so it will be very difficult to know if senses color, you know. There will be some idea that, you know, senses really color, but Krishna is saying like really perceiving from this beyond place, indriya gun abhasam, like really we can see the coloring of senses, you know, like how, like when we really receive information, you know, how much they are colored. And sarv indriya vivarjitam. And also can really experience that kind of like senses are not must, you know, like without senses also one can be. And asaktam sarva bhratchev. And like this. The coloring. Say like, as long as we experience through senses, seems like, you know, coloring is very important part. Like there, coloring is very important part. But because of having perceived beyond the senses, it's very easily can be seen that coloring is not must, you know, like one can really be without that, one can really experience.
It would seem to be preferable. It would seem to be preferable, better. Without coloring,
no? Yeah, you know, yeah, but like here he is not saying like prefer, or not, but like because he's kind of like encouraging experience, so certainly, you know, after experience, you know, kind of, you know, that will certainly, you know, be. So that's why he's not kind of saying, you know, this or that. So saying actually, nirgunam guna bhoktam cha, like one can really be capable to enjoy the qualities without being colored, without like probably like a, you know, it's possible to work on computer without software, you know, somehow. This is what Krishna is saying, like it's like generally on computer, you know, we cannot say that without software, you know, I will be able to like work on. And here, like on this level, Krishna is saying like, you know, consciousness has probably better than computer qualities, and this is why one can really, you know, taste without having to have software. You know, coloring means like senses really have a software, like prior to, and then they really taste according to that.
Is this software conditioned, like after birth?
Conditioned, yeah.
So then, like, some people will like sweet and some people won't like sweet. Like, that's the...
All those things.
So that's the software.
Yeah, that's the, like, you know, the condition, like, condition, mm-hmm. limitation of senses, you know. Like, senses, like, you know, like, say the limitation of eye, you know, if I put my finger,
mm-hmm.
it's so close,
mm-hmm.
but I cannot see.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's limited, you know. It has to be, like, this distance I can see.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I keep on, you know, there will come a time that I will not be, like, my eye will not be able to see. So, like, they are within the limit of, like, you know, this cannot work.
Mm.
So, like, this works now I can see.
Mm.
And if I keep on, you know, like if my hand goes, like, there, so there will come a time that I will, like, my eye will not be able to see.
Mm.
So, like, what Krishna is saying, like, really knowing the limitation of, through this experience, one can really know that senses are limited. They cannot know the unlimited. And this is like his point. So saying actually, nirgunam guna bhoktam cha. And not having the conditioning doesn't mean that you will be unable to taste. Like this is like he's saying like, guna bhoktam cha, like nirgunam, not having any software, you know, it's like all of them deleted, you know, like say on computer, if you by mistake, you know, put the delete button,
yeah.
So that all the software is deleted.
Cool.
Yeah, and like here, like in computer, I think, you know, I don't know much, but I think it's no way to, like, without bringing, you know, like a CD and putting software again, something like that, yeah. But like here Krishna is saying, you know, it's really possible to taste everything without that. बहिरन्तश्च भूतानाम् अचरं चरमेव च सूक्ष्मत्वात् विज्ञेयं दूरस्थं चान्तिके च तत्। सो लाइक वंस दिस फैकल्टी यू नो Once we get access to this faculty, like this new faculty, you know, which is not dependent on senses. So then he's saying, Bahi antasch bhutanam acharam charmeyocha. Like then, you know, prior to this, like there was experiencing through the senses, there was like in and out, kind of like a you know, like inside and outside, and like a experiencing from this place where what Krishna referred, he's saying like this in and out will be lost, kind of like a you know, like say my eye, you know, my eye can only see, you know, like outside, like the skin, and then maybe there is like the extension of eye, you know, x-ray, can see inside and not outside. So like through the eyes there is like a, it works in dimension, you know, either dimension of outside or dimension of inside. And this other place is saying like, it doesn't work in dimensions. So like from the same thing, like if the eye and X-ray are together, kind of, like in this case, you know, it will be more kind of like, because it's not only in and out, you know, like many other things. So Krishna is saying actually, bhutanam charam acharam ev, like somehow all the creatures will like in front of this faculty, all the creatures will lose their inside and outside, because like really like one cannot divide in and out, perceiving from, you know, like a wholesome whole kind of like another way could be that same, like when I'm speaking, so I might use like really good words, but inside, you know, I'm not feeling sane. So if you are busy listening my words, you know, I can trick. Like it's possible to trick, because as soon as like you become busy listening my words, you know, I really kind of like tricking can happen. But Krishna is saying like from there, really, you know, I will be speaking and you will know that this is not what I mean, kind of like this. Like many times, like also, like we know, we also say kind of like, this is not what you mean, you know, like you are smiling at me, but there is no smile in the heart, kind of. So he's saying like from there, you know, this will be seen very easily. Inside and outside will be lost. And sushmatvat vigyayam. And because this knowing or this perceiving is like it's very subtle, so there is no like no distance. Like as I said, you know, like when finger goes like far, not possible to see. So it's saying like actually, because this realm from where perceiving without senses happens, it's like very, very subtle realm. So there is no distance, like you don't have to cover distance, you know. Like in physically, you don't have to cover distance, you know, like it touching that realm, kind of like a without covering distance, distances will be covered, kind of. Like really, physically, one doesn't need to cover distances, but because of touching this realm, you know, somehow, like say, like if we have like a very, very fishing rod, you know, net here in this room, and so if I touch here, like somehow that side will also feel the, like if I move this side, that will also be moved. So somehow touching the very, very subtle realm, something like that happened. Like you know, the distance disappear.
Is that how the great teachers can say, I'm with you wherever you are?
Yeah, like, you know, that is. chanti ki chatat. Like and Krishna is saying, like, even when one is at the very end of distance, like in realm of distance, even when one is at the end of that, you know, very, very far, you know, it doesn't count, kind of like it really is not far, actually, kind of like that. Distance disappear, so nothing is far.
Avibhaktam cha bhuteshu vibhaktamiva cha sthitim bhut bhartum cha tatgeyam grasishu prabha vishu cha. From Perceiving from this new place, like
so let's say in this room, like, all of us are sitting. So there is like a, in one way, like we are different, you know, like some, you know, like body, like, you know, there is like difference in bodies. But from there, like the difference in bodies as well as connectedness will be seen at the same time. Like, kind of like it's not that connectedness will know that we are not different. Kind of, you know, like, also there will be knowing, okay, you know, like this is the limit of Nathan's body, kind of, you know, this is the limit of Ajay's body. As well as connectedness, like both at the same time. And like in that kind of scene also. Say, say, if I'm, when I'm eating the biscuit, like, because I'm also feeling connectedness. So, at the same time, I can also see while I'm eating, that is, it's helpful for the body. So, like, you know, generally, to say, like, I think in like this Jain religion, like, it's like very much kind of like they will put like a cloth here so that they really don't kill anything. But somehow there is no possibility that without killing, like, one can live. Like, it's not possible simply. So Krishna is saying actually that will be seen, that this is the this is how the world is. And when I'm eating, say, you know, I can say I'm not a meat eater, but like something, you know, like the wheat is also, it also have. So Krishna is saying actually at the same time I will be able to see that there is a usefulness of that. Usefulness of wheat, usefulness of, and so saying grasishu, like when you are eating, something, also you can feel the effect of that, you know, also feel the growth from that. So then it will not give you hard time, you know. Like, because generally, like, you know, from the love, like, it feels like without being in that love, that how I will be able to eat. Krishna is saying, you know, it will be very possible, because at the same time growth will be seen. And for the growth, you know, not for the taste of tongue, but for the growth, you know, eating will be accepted. Yeah, I think, yeah. You know, for the taste, you have love. Jyotishamapi tat jyoti tamasa param uchyate jnanam geyam jnankamyam hridi sarvas vishthitam. Krishna is saying like this. perceiving place, it's also like light of lights, kind of like Jyotishama, like, you know, the that light is light of light. And why he saying like tamasha param uchyate? Because this light is not against darkness. Like the light we know, generally, like, you know, when we lit this light, darkness disappears. When sun comes, night go. But this is not against darkness, but beyond darkness. Like where, you know, like in this light, you know, like in the sun, absence of sun, darkness will be there. Like, you know, it's like they go together. But this light has no opposite, is beyond the darkness. And jnanam, geyam, jnan gamyam. Like this light you know, like will be, can have access through knowledge, but knowledge like means the knowing. And he's saying actually jnan gamyam, like a, you know, the like only the plane of knowing, kind of like go to this airport, nothing else, like this life, jnan gamyam, you know, like possible to reach through the knowing, through the direct knowing, you can say. And hrid sarvas vishthitam. In all the situations, like because he's saying like jnanam is the direct knowing, possible to know through the direct knowing, and possible to fly through the flight of knowing. These three words he's saying. And in all situations he's saying like hridi sarvasya, the whole heart needs to be, you know, like without heart, kind of like heart will be the probably core of it. You know. Without that, like heart together with direct knowing, heart together with flight, you know, like in every situation, that he's saying like this is like very, very specific. That without heart, this is not possible. You know, without the, probably, what he means, heart, not like the physical heart, like probably the sensitivity, because it's without being sensible, like probably, you know, it's not the right word, because already he said it's beyond senses. So somehow if sensibility can be without senses, you know, whatever.
Sensible usually means reasonable. Is that what
yeah.
you mean?
No, not reasonable. Sensible, like, sense means like one can really sense without, like beyond the reasoning.
Sensitive.
Hmm? Yeah, sensitive, like, you know, the heart, like, from the, he means like the feeling realm has to be perfecto, you know, like in
okay.
Spanish, you know.
Yeah,
spiritual heart, or whatever, you know, like something has to be the core of, you know, otherwise, like if, so he's saying like this. This is like.
You speak of in the Ramana Gita.
Mm-hmm.
You speak a long chapter about the spiritual heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So again, like Jyotishamapi Tat Jyoti. That light is the light of light. And I don't know how to explain this, you know. And tamasha param uchete. Darkness is not the part of like that light. Jnanam geyam jnan gamyam. what he is trying to say, that without the feeling realm being there, it's not possible to, like, direct knowing is not possible. So somehow like very, very pure realm of feeling has to be there in order to see this light, to No, like first thing is like you like one see the light, and then you know,
second stage.
Yeah, it's like becoming the light. Kind of like somehow. In the first one, you know, there is like little distance, and light is seen, but it's not that then. I think, you know, second time you don't see, you know, it's like very quick, you quickly transfer into light. Or maybe fourth time we can say that, three times you see light, and fourth time seeing sees. क्षेत्रम तथा ज्ञानम गेयम चोक्तम समासता मद्भक्ता एतत् विज्ञाय मैया वायो पपद्यते. नो सेइंग दैट दिस इज द फील्ड ऑफ परसीविंग एज वेल एज लाइक द field of perceiving as well as direct knowing and the light. So Krishna is saying like I have spoken you know, about that, and now he's saying like etat vigyai. You know, it's not that one has to memorize this, you know, that he's saying like that will not work. So one has to really be that, you know, one has to really go through and like having access and then being that. Krishna is like, he's saying like certainly like Krishna and this person who has gone through and like reached So saying like, there will be no difference, you know, like we really, we can merge in each other. Like after etat vijnana, like only via knowing way, there is no other way.
What's the difference between jnana and vijnana?
You know, I think it's same thing, and probably like vijnan means like also knowing from inside, outside, you know, like you know, both sides. Prakritim purusham chayam vidh nadi ubhavapi vikaranst gunanst chayam vidh prakriti sambhavan. Trying to explain different way. Prakritim purusham chayav vidh nadi ubhava. So saying like, you know, another way of describing this light or perceiving place could be that there is this realm of software, we can say, and then another way, purusham means without software, without a system, like a systematic way of, we can can say, systematic way of learning, and then non-systematic way of kind of, you know, like where probably, you know, something pops up, you know, out of blue. So there is like that way, and there is this way, like a systematic. So prakriti means like going through the system, and certainly going through the system means, like say, if you are taking system of train, you know, it can leave you only on a station. And then if you don't have riksha, take, you know, probably house reaching is not possible. So like saying like systems, you know, they really can work until a certain point, you know, and beyond that, no system has to enter. And like the within the system, there has to be a coloring, you know, like without coloring, without prior kind of like decision, like say in computer, like software means like a, I decided before that if, you know, this something is, then this will come through this system. Like system is decided like in the past, all the system. So he's saying like all the coloring has to be there prior to, because it's like prior decision, you know, prior kind of like, it's not from that moment. And so all of the colorings, they will be within the realm of system. And also qualities will also be within the realm of system. And like qualities means like the, you know, the green, like the coloring, and then maybe taste also has to be there. And beyond the system, there is no coloring and qualities, but what he is trying to say, that like systematic way of perceiving, because of having system, you know, is probably limited, and this non-systematic, or you know, it could like say without water, you know, we cannot really boat, you know, like boat has to be within the water, like on the sand probably. I don't know, like if we will be able to. So something like, but he's saying like, you know, there is something else where sand will, like in the sand, you know, boating is possible. There is some other without system thing where kind of like systems are not needed. So maybe we can.
When you know something through a system,
mm-hmm.
then it's colored by the system.
Yeah, it will have like, you know, limitation.
Right.
Like.
And when you know something directly, you see it as it is.
Yeah, more. Yeah.
More? Not
completely? No. Like, yeah, like as it is. Yeah. Also, like, in the beginning, it's like, even, you know, systems really are so kind of like so deep, so it feels like, you know, it's no system, but there will be some system. So that's why I say more. And then, you know, it's like very deepest core, you know, somewhere. So
on the Trinity, the dotted line,